Page 95. Voices of Windrush.
I want to bring in Mr. Leiford Hammond, who's joined us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I understand from speaking to you, you're a Windrush survivor.
Yes, I am.
And I want you firstly to talk about, you know, bring us right back to when you was a young boy and talk to us about how you eventually got to the UK.
Okay. I came to the UK in 1971. It was myself and my two brothers. Five siblings altogether was born in Jamaica, but my two elder sisters came before, and then the three boys came later. And so we came in 1971 to join our parents who was here from the early 60s. Of course, like normal, they came to try to make a better life for the children and everyone.
How old was you when you arrived in the UK?
15 and a few months.
Okay.
So in the 80s and the 90s, I used to go back to Jamaica quite frequently.
Yeah.
All right. And
so you used to go back and you didn't have a problem coming back in?
Didn't have a problem.
Okay. So what happened when you realised that there was a problem? Like, how did you know you got caught up in this so-called Windrush scandal? Tell us what happened.
Well, I went back to Jamaica 2017, right? I haven't been back for maybe about nearly 20 years at the time, you know. The last time I went back was in like 1990. So I haven't been back for a while. So I went back in 2017. I don't know if it was a little bit naive or what it was, but I didn't envisage any problems because I've been going back in the 80s and 90s without any problem. So I couldn't really see where I would get into any problem. And when I was ready to return back to the UK, I was stopped at the airport to say, well, no, you can't, because you need to have a visa to return. So, you know, of course, I didn't really understand the fullness of it. So I was told that you need to go and get a returning resident visa, which I applied for, and I was refused.
Right.
And
wow.
That's when the whole thing escalated into something different, because I couldn't see why I was refused and I didn't understand why I was refused. So I went to take legal advice, and they said, well, they can't see the reason why I wasn't allowed back into the country.
Copyright. Colourful Radio.